Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Dean's Den, the Dean of Wrestling referee Steve Kane with wrestling news, wrestling views, and wrestling reviews. Sit back, pop a cold one, and get ready for Live from the Dean's Den.
Yes, that's always a good one, that first sip. So, hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to Live from the Dean's Den. I am the Dean of Wrestling referee, Steve Kane. And in accordance with all social distancing rules, I am broadcasting here from my den, and you all are listening from wherever you're at. So, on a serious note, I've been thinking a little bit about all the situations right now. There are no current live shows. In fact, WrestleMania, of course, as we know, has already been recorded, and it starts airing on Saturday, tomorrow, for those of you, depending on where you're listening at. At this point, I am going to go ahead and take a break. I had offered several weeks back in a few places on Facebook for independent wrestlers who were losing money because of lost bookings, and that to come on this show to do interviews and to hawk their merchandise. Nobody responded. I guess these guys don't love their money. So, with nobody coming on to try and make any money, and with no live shows, because, of course, AEW is also in the can, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, there's really no sense for me to sit here and do this right now. Once the issues are over and we are back to live events throughout not just the U.S. but the world, then the den will return. Since this is going to be it for a while, I kind of wanted to finish up with a bit of a flare here. And so, yes, tonight we're going to talk about it. It's WrestleMania weekend. So what? Now, earlier today, I was listening to Charlotte Flair, who was on TMZ Live, and she was doing everything she could to put over WrestleMania, put over her match with Rhea Ripley, put over the NXT title as being an important title in WWE. And Harvey Levin was definitely drinking the Kool-Aid and shilling for her and saying, yeah, this is probably going to be the most watched WrestleMania ever. I honestly tend to doubt it. If I didn't have to watch it for my Thursday night podcast, I wouldn't waste my time this weekend, honestly. I mean, I can find better things to do and to watch than stuff that, I'm sure somewhere along the line, if I go looking for it, I can find the results because somebody has leaked them out somewhere, I'm sure. But this has been the thing. There are no live events. Florida is finally basically shut down. Georgia just shut down today, and I'll talk about that because that has a little bit to do with story about AEW that came about. But anyway, you know, I mean, like you're going to have the two oddball matches, the Undertaker Styles match and the Cena Bray Wyatt match, which were both recorded in separate closed locations. One will be played on Saturday. One will be played on Sunday. Otherwise, everything else was recorded at the Performance Center with, just like they've been doing, no people. And so, you know, again, you know, here are matches that should be getting large pops from large crowds. You know, the Charlotte Flair Rhea Ripley match, the Becky Lynch Shayna Baszler match, obviously the Brock Lesnar Drew McIntyre match. Now, McIntyre is poised to become the face of the company, and yet he'll be doing it in front of zero fans. And then after that airs, which will probably be on the Sunday night presentation, at this point, it looks like they're not going to be broadcasting Raw or SmackDown after this to follow up. So, what does he gain out of this? What does Vince gain out of this? It's just really, at least to me, as a longtime wrestling fan, I've been a fan since the 70s. I've been working in the business for 30 years now. And it just, as that much of a purist, it doesn't make sense to me whatsoever. And I feel bad for all the guys and gals involved, because they're not getting anything out of it. Tonight on the SmackDown that aired, they had the bit where it was exposed about Sonya Deville sabotaging the date between Mandy Rose and Otis. Oh, that's something that should have been done in front of an arena of people, so that there could have been a crowd reaction, so that the crowd could have booed Sonya and Dolph for hatching this underhanded plot to ruin the relationship, the potential relationship between Mandy and Otis, which again gave more impetus to the match between the two of them for WrestleMania. But right now, because of the current pandemic situation, it's not happening. And so, you know, everybody loses on this. Everybody loses. So, I mean, you know, there's probably a few of you that are going to be going, oh, knock it off, Steve. Come on. You know, it's WrestleMania. Shut up and enjoy it. You know, I mean, I'm going to try. I really am. But it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same when Bray Wyatt pulls some crazy move out of his rear end on John Cena, and there's not 70,000 people going, holy bleep. Now, I'm not gonna have the same chills and goosebumps that I would normally have if this was happening live in front of 70,000 people. So, you know, it's a case of shoulder on. All right, now, going on to talk about AEW. Now, AEW taped at, of course they were originally taping at Daly's Place, which is owned by the Khan family. Well, the state asked the Khans to allow them to use Daly's Place for COVID-19 testing. So with that, they had to go to another facility, which actually they kind of wanted that because they didn't want the idea of fans, you know, hanging out, trying to get next to the wrestlers and that while all of this is going on. So what they did was they taped at the Nightmare Factory, which is the training school that AEW wrestler, trainer, and agent QT Marshall owns in Norcross, Georgia, near Atlanta. So they taped on Wednesday, and while they were there, Georgia State Troopers showed up. Now, depending on who you listen to on all of this, some people call it a raid. There were some rumors flying around that WWE officials had ratted AEW out, air quotes, to Georgia officials. And so that was a raid. No, it was not. Okay. AEW officials had procured the proper paperwork showing that they had the right to go ahead and record the TV and that everybody was staying within the accepted rules as far as distances and all of that. Now, apparently, you know, the authorities stayed through the tapings just to make sure no rules were broken, although how are you going to not break rules when you sort of wind up having a lumberjack situation as they did on the episode that aired Wednesday and that. But they did it. It was finished without any problems. And so now everybody involved in AEW is home, locked down. And AEW actually has enough shows in the can that, they actually can run at least through mid-May before they have to come up with a plan. So even if there aren't any WWE shows come Monday, at least for the next 5 to 6 weeks, you will have AEW Dynamite. So that's a good thing. Now, the Georgia order, at least at this point, is in effect until April 13th, although it's very likely it will be extended. I know a lot of places are already extending it to May. Some events are tapped into June speaking of which, the current rumor going on is that Money in the Bank also going to be postponed, at least for now, which that's a good thing. Again, that's one of those matches that needs to have a crowd reaction to make it work. Okay, my date is wrong. It's May 9th that it's scheduled for in Baltimore. But that's not gonna happen. So if you got those tickets, you better get ready to go ahead and get a refund. Now, if you want to have a WrestleMania chair to show that you weren't there, they have to get their money somehow. But so WWE is selling the WrestleMania 36 chairs. You can get a single chair for the low price of $99.99, or you can get a four-pack for $299.99. And if you think about it, you can get four chairs for less than it would have cost you to get a floor seat for WrestleMania. So, hey, well, you want to have chairs to have a party because you weren't going to be going to WrestleMania because, oh, hey, you didn't know whether it was happening or not? Well, you can go to WWE Shop and for just $300, you can get four WrestleMania folding chairs that you can sit around with your buddies around your card table and play poker with. So you get your own. So now a little something on the offhand here. For those of you who were watching and you on AEW and you watched the first Brody Lee vignette after he had been revealed as the Exalted One. Well, apparently it seems that the idea might have come from something that Chris Jericho talked about on his Talk Is Jericho podcast. And who was he talking to? The Exalted One himself, Brody Lee. And so he talked about it, and this is what he said. He said, "I had one of the greatest ideas I had ever come up with. It actually involved the Wyatt family, which, of course, Brody Lee was part of, for SummerSlam with Shawn Michaels. I had it all plotted out. Vince, when I pitched it to him, was eating a steak. I had asked three different people, has he eaten already? Yes. As soon as I got in there, he was extra hungry that day and started eating the second meal. He was not paying attention to anything. I gave him the whole thing, silence. He just looks at me and goes, bad cow. What? Bad cow. The steak is tough. What about my great idea? What else you got? I should have known." So, hence, there you go. Brody Lee and the steak dinner. So, all related to what Chris Jericho's meeting with Vince McMahon. So, Oh, what are you gonna do? Roman Reigns, who of course is not going to be on WrestleMania this weekend, did a surprise for a young fan in Hollywood, Florida, who had tickets to WrestleMania. He's also a dialysis patient. So with the fact that it wasn't happening and that, and so he was staying at the hospital. Well, the hospital staff contacted Roman Reigns, and they arranged for Reigns to have a video chat with Anthony Primavera. Now, and you look at the fact that, of course, as I have talked about for the last couple of weeks concerning the situation, Roman, of course, is immunocompromised due to two battles with leukemia. So, well, him being anywhere outside of his own home during a pandemic like this is not a smart thing. So, but kudos to him for doing that. Then ESPN had a report. They did a story about Brock Lesnar, and a couple of people, Rey Mysterio and CM Punk, talked about Lesnar, the man that people don't get to see because that's the side he kind of keeps quiet. And that. And Ray talks about right before Brock left in 2004, they were going to Europe, and Ray and his wife were sitting behind Brock on the plane. He says, "I just saw Brock biting the F out of his nails and looking at a picture of one of his kids. It really hit him. The fact that he had to travel so much. That was the human side of him, the father instinct that he has. Shortly after that, he was like, I've got to get out of here, bro. I can't effing do this anymore." And then Punk says, "I don't want to ruin his image. I think he's a effing sweetheart. This is the guy, when I got into MMA and I left wrestling, he was texting me, 'Hey, if you need any help.' I'm always kind of a standoffish guy. It's hard to open up and trust people in the pro wrestling world, but he was never anything but a real sweetheart. It was a pleasure to work with him." And then goes on to talk about one match that they had that was just absolutely phenomenal. So those were the comments. And continuing on with the cancellations, All Japan Pro Wrestling, yes, it's still in existence, folks. They're canceling their Champion Carnival tournament that was scheduled for April 6th with the final schedule for May 5th. Davey Boy Smith Jr., gentleman by the name of Lucas Steele, and another gentleman by the name of Joel Redman were previously announced that they were pulled following travel restrictions that were imposed by the Japanese government. Tsuyoki Bukata, who's the president of AJPW, said that he will, quote, make every possible effort, end quote, to run the tournament this year. It began in 73 and has been held every year since 1991. Now, Stardom had their annual Cinderella tournament with fans there. The fans were subjected to a temperature check before entering the arena, but they have now canceled their April 11th and April 25th shows, and there's no announcement yet on the status of any of their other upcoming events. And they have a on their Instagram, or no, the Twitter accounts, they have a pictures of I'm guessing the president of All Japan and one of his other officers, and of course they're both sitting there in their suits with their surgical masks on, and that. Oh, and unfortunately, yeah, that's the situation. And then Stardom had shows scheduled the 11th and two in Osaka on the 25th, a noon matinee and an evening show, and those have all been called off. So right now, unfortunately, that is the state of the industry. Now, if there is anything good to be said at the moment, nobody in WWE has tested positive so far. Now, Rey Mysterio and Dana Brooke had both been ill and had quarantined themselves, but there were no signs that either of them contracted the COVID-19 virus. So that is a good thing right there. Finally, Austin Theory, who came in as a substitute for the injured Andrade, his future is up in the air. Generally, the rule in WWE is that if an NXT star is being used on NXT TV, then they can't be called up to the main roster. But and Theory has made a few appearances on NXT in recent months. Now, so at this point, not sure after all this is over and when WWE does return to TV and also live events, whether or not Theory will be going with them. So, all right. Well, that pretty much wraps it up. I thank all of you who have been listening since I started this back in June. This is not goodbye. I'm just checking out from this show for a while. I will still be heard on Thursday nights on TNT/War. We will be continuing to cover the Dark Side of the Ring episodes. I will even actually try and get the producers of that show onto TNT to talk about it a little bit. I don't know if I can, but I'm sure as heck going to try. So I want to thank you all for listening, and I will see you back once live wrestling comes back. So let's fight this together, folks. We're all in it, and we're in it to win it. So I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Live from the Dean's Den. Live from the Dean's Den comes to you every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio on Evolution Radio Network. Replays can be found on Anchor FM, Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.